Maryland fire investigators are asking if a huge case of arson may have been an act of eco-terrorism. That is one of the possible causes. It is the biggest arson case in the history of the state. The fires burned 26 homes with an estimated value of $10 million. The houses were all in an upscale development. NPR's Luke Burbank traveled there.
Driving east on Highway 225 in Indian Head, Maryland, you see mostly older one-story buildings. There's the Lone Star Cafe with a bait and tackle shop next to it. The land is mostly undeveloped, with trees and some small houses dotting the side of the road. The first new construction you notice is the freshly paved street that heads right up a hill. At the top of that hill is Hunter's Brook. The development is 300 or so luxury homes, or at least it was.
As much heat as that generated, siding from houses across the street melted, and me being a cop, I can tell that's from heat that's from across the street.
Captain J.C. Montminy of the Charles County Sheriff's Department describes the scene in front of him, the charred and melted remains of $10 million worth of burned-up dream homes. Early Monday morning, fire crews responded to reports of multiple residential fires at the development. In all, at least 10 homes were completely destroyed, and investigators are sure it's arson. What they aren't sure of is the motive. Maryland Deputy Fire Marshal Farron Taylor.
From an arson standpoint, there are seven major motivations that are known to fire investigators. And at this point, we have not eliminated any one of those types of motives.
Those motives include things like vandalism, fraud, revenge. Another possibility investigators have mentioned, eco-terrorism. Environmental groups had tried to block the development because it edges up against an endangered magnolia bog. The Sierra Club called the project quintessential suburban sprawl and gave it a thumbs down. Marshall Ames is vice president of Miami-based Lennar Homes, the company that's building Hunter's Brook.
If, in fact, this life-threatening act of intentional arson is an act of protest of any kind, then it is an uncivilized, illegal, and outrageous one.
Local environmental groups were quick to condemn the fires, and no one has yet claimed responsibility. Authorities also say they haven't found any so-called calling cards, as in other known cases of eco-terror. Some locals have wondered if the fires were racially motivated, since many of Hunter's Brooks's soon-to-be residents are African-American. As news of the fires spread, many of the prospective homeowners rushed to the scene. Everton Rowe and his family were scheduled to move in next month. He was working out on a treadmill when he saw TV reports of the fire.
Immediately, I was stopping my tracks. So therefore, I run up to the TV, take a look, and my whole world got changed.
Because police are treating the area as a crime scene, Rowe and his wife haven't been able to get to their home. But they suspect it's been damaged. Rowe says the irony, if the fires are environmental activism, is that he loves nature. That's why he wanted to live out in the country.
I'm very much a nature person, very much. But people's lives come first.
Despite the fires and the lack of answers as to what's behind them, Rowe still plans on moving to Hunter's Brook. He doesn't really have a choice. He and his wife sold their old house in July and have been living with family, waiting to move into their dream home. Luke Burbank, NPR News, Washington.